and PJ podcast.
Sit in. Good evening. Welcome to the podcast.
Good evening.
Ellie is dying in the other room.
I know, but she won't admit it because we've got a rule here that's been devised by Jason, a.k.a. Sire.
No one
can take a day off unless they're on the drip.
No,
they're allowed. And one time he had to prove that he was on the drip, and we think he actually made up he was on the drip just to get the day off.
No. So we all went out for DJ Sumi Rock. Ellie, our web girl, since then has been like, oh, God, I'm not well. I think I've contracted something from the dance floor at the bar. What do you think you've got? Let me guess. Self-inflicted?
Oh, 100% self-inflicted, but I'm still sick.
You have to hit the button, though.
Oh, can you hear it? Don't like sound nasally?
Ellie, I've got like a tickly throat too.
Just let someone else in their moment.
You know what that'd be from? The vomit coming up with such force at 3 a.m. in the morning on Saturday.
Right, that's the acid.
Yeah.
Like the acid from your stomach. Like from your stomach.
How did you go? My God.
Okay, let's clarify. Whoa. From my stomach.
God. Mate, I was just having a couple of cheeky lemonades.
No, do you actually know what I think it's from? Yesterday I went to clear out my old garage at my flat, and I went through, like, because I had all this stuff downstairs and all the stuff had dust on it, and I was pulling it up and getting in my car, and I was like.
Did you put it all in your car?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
man, your car's going to be full of that
shit. I had to clear out the energy. It was good for my zen. I've got to go to the dump and I've got to go to the Sally's.
So is all that shit just sitting in your car?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
So you'll get in the car?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm getting sick. Like, I get in there, I'm like, but I'll take it to the dump tomorrow.
What did you have to pick up? Oh, just those walls packed with asbestos. It was just sitting in
there. Like, literally, I think there's some bloody infected stuff in there. But I got rid of a lot of it.
Some bloody infected stuff. That sounds awful.
Well, no, not literally bloody.
Oh. You never know.
Anyway. I've been in your bedroom before.
Anyway, back to you and the acid. I want to talk about. So Friday night we all went out. We had a couple of drinks. We ended up back at. We always end up back at their house.
Yeah.
Juzzy and Kirk.
Yeah.
I left at about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So responsible of me.
Yep.
And everyone was like, "Don't go, don't go." I think in hindsight, I left at the perfect time.
Yeah, I think you did too. I was pretty sad when you left because we were just about to have a D&M. And then as we were about to have a D&M, you're like, all right, mate, my Uber's here. I'm like.
Oh. PJ came in hot for a D&M. And so as I'm talking, I'm looking down on like my phone. I'm trying to get an Uber because I thought I was going to get out of here.
You're a bad friend.
No, but by that point, I'd like, you know, the lemonades had worn off. You guys were still enjoying some drinks. I had to get up to kids in a couple of hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's why we always end up at Juzzy and Kirk's. No commitments from then the next day. No kids.
Oh,
like,
God,
they're
no.
always like, why do we always have to go back to our house? But it's because they don't have flatmates.
Yeah.
It's the perfect spot.
Yeah. We're going to keep coming to your house, mate, until you adopt a kid. It's the only way. Otherwise, we'll be knocking at 1 a.m. So after I left, though.
Yeah.
So apparently I left.
Yep.
And then Jesse, one of our colleagues here,
yeah,
he left.
Yeah.
Then you're upset because he left.
I wasn't upset.
So
oh,
upset.
My gosh.
She vomited.
I wasn't upset. I wasn't upset that he left, but he left. And it was all good. And then I vomited. But that's all right. I mean, I hadn't really been feeling well anyway. I think I had a bit of a tummy bug.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was that rejection going around.
I think it was. Thanks, mate. Oh, here's the wound. Rub the salt in it.
Sorry. Did you feel rejected because he left early?
I literally had like a real rejection feeling night on Friday.
You?
Yeah.
But it was nothing to do with
I was talking
with
about
you.
It with Alex's girlfriend for about 2 hours.
They sat on the couch and just talked about their insecurities for an hour.
You
I was like, oh, they
sometimes.
Must be talking about something fun. Went over there and I was like, okay, I'm going to go talk to someone else.
Oh, no, I did as well. I walked over to have a chat and then I just hear Paige going, it's just my head, it's so fat at the moment. And then looked at me and I'm like, I'm out of this. I'm staying clear. You look lovely on Friday night.
No.
You shouldn't have felt rejected. Jesse only went home because he wasn't feeling well.
No, I wasn't feeling rejected from Jesse. I was just having a night where I felt really ugly, okay?
Right.
It's all good.
No, you looked beautiful.
Yeah, you look
Guys,
great.
Stop
you
it.
Look great.
Stop it.
Is this you fishing? Guys, tell us. You look good. Tell us. David. Tell us.
Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Oh, she's wrapping us up.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Went out for breakfast with my mate yesterday who was up over the weekend and...
Who's the friend doing on?
Morgan.
Oh,
yeah,
Morgs.
Yeah, she's back.
We love Morgs.
Yeah, Morgs is from the
Queen
Tron.
Queen of the Tron.
Queen of the Tron was in the big city.
Yeah.
And we went to a place where we sat at a communal table, which I know you're not a fan of.
Where it's like the long communal table.
Yeah. But she was sitting on the corner, or she was sitting at the end and I was on the corner, and all of a sudden this woman came and sat down next to me. She had an American accent and she looked like she'd sort of just gone in the country finding her fate. And she was like, "What are you eating? That looks amazing." And I was like, "Oh, it's a..."
Right there. Right there's my issue with communal tables.
No, but she was... hang on. I love communal tables for this very reason. So I was like, "Oh, it's a chickpea. I mean, it's a kimchi pancake." Anyway, one thing led to another. We started talking and Morgan and I were really drawn to her. Start talking about why she's here, how she's flown over from the States. She lives in New York City.
A kimchi pancake.
Yeah, it's delicious. With avocado. And then she revealed that she just stopped working with Oprah for 11 years. She was Oprah's chief of staff.
I love Oprah.
I know.
I even watched the behind-the-scenes Oprah special. That was 13 weeks. Can't believe I said that on the air.
She had been the chief of staff for Oprah for 11 years, literally sorting her out, hanging out with her, and she said...
Did you get her number?
Yes. She's given me her card.
I am so proud of you right now.
She doesn't work with her anymore.
No,
but
I know that, but I'm not taking the piss. Like, she, like, oh.
Get this.
Let's replace Alex. She is way more qualified.
Get this.
What?
So she's here doing a tour.
She might be dearer, yeah.
And then she revealed that in 2 weeks she's going to Oprah's housewarming and all these guests that have, like, been on Oprah's show and her podcast are coming to hang out. And she's like, "Yeah, I'm going to be there."
Did you play cool? Did you play cool?
No, not at all. I followed her on Instagram, but she followed me back.
I'm so proud of you. This is good.
And then we were having these conversations about how, like, Jerry Springer had said this thing to... No, Jerry Seinfeld, sorry.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld.
Right there is how I can imagine it. She would have told you a funny story about Jerry Seinfeld and you would have been like, "Amazing, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry." And then it would have just been silence in the cafe. She's like, "Wrong one."
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Oh, Trump, dickhead.
What's happened?
He's made some news again. This time, not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife were at a army camp where they made a big press conference.
What's
big
his announcement. Wife's name?
Melina? Milana? Medicinal? I forget it. She always looks like she's on full painkillers. Like, she looks like she can't...
Melania.
That's it.
Melania.
She just looks like she's in a cruisy state of pain relief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Looks like just cruising.
I think you called it Elena before, and that's Alex's girlfriend.
Right. I'm not saying she looks like she's on steady pain relief.
No.
I'm talking about Melania.
Yeah.
Melania.
Yeah.
Anyway, Melania is introducing President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She does this beautiful intro. Here's the president. Actually, I've got the audio. Take a listen, right?
"It's my great pleasure to introduce my husband, the President of the United States, Donald Trump."
At this point, he walks over to the podium where his wife is standing, and instead of giving her a kiss on the cheek or a hug, he put his hand out to shake her hand.
Why?
At that point, he then went, "You go sit down," and sort of shoved her off to sit down.
Why? Does he normally do that? Is that like common practice?
I don't know. I haven't seen footage of that before. Everyone's having a field day with it online. Like, I know Obama would walk over and give Michelle a kiss on the cheek.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's the only place she has feeling.
Some
because
people aren't affectionate and they don't do hugs.
Yeah,
do you think he's a hug, has a hug phobia?
I don't really want to sit here and try and work out his physical attraction to people and what they do. But yeah, I just think if your wife's introing you.
At least he didn't pound it.
Well, that's the
actually, that might have been better.
like fist pump.
Yeah, like that's kind of funny.
It was one step away from a high five. Mm. Like, I'm just like, mate. Imagine walking home to your partner at the end of the day. It's like, "Hey, how's work?" High five. Yeah, like it takes the right. I don't know if anybody does that. By all means, 0800 dial ZM. Is there anybody in New Zealand who opts for a handshake with their partner rather than a hug or a kiss?
I would be fascinated to hear from them.
I just don't get it.
I think I hug too much. Where I probably should handshake, I go in for the hug.
Yeah, and that's not even with
I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
That's not even with your partner. Yeah. You just do it like, you'll be at New World and the person will be like, "Mate,
free hugs.
I'm scanning your groceries, so you got to let me go." But you're scanning them so well.
Yeah. Jason PJ, the podcast.
Yesterday morning, I was saying earlier in the show how my mate Morgs and I, we went out for breakfast together and we met this amazing woman who used to work with Oprah for 11 years. Then after that...
God. Name dropped twice in one show. How's your form? She asked what you were having for breakfast and now you're dropping her name.
She gave me her business card and now we're following each other on Instagram.
Okay. Is it a real business card? Have you tried to ring the number? You know, maybe
no, I haven't tried.
Maybe she's
I'm
gone.
I'm in denial. Don't.
Maybe
don't.
She's gone so no. far like down the road of lies. She's got fake business cards printed up with the wrong number.
We're BFFs. Okay. Anyway, then afterwards, my friend and I, Morgs, we went to this like clothing shop down the road. We were just having a wee wander. And again, we struck up a conversation with the lady who worked in there.
What, are you guys not like each other's company?
No, we love each other's company, but there was something about our energy yesterday that was just attracting everyone and we were just talking to everyone.
Don't go all energy chat on me. So there we were, lighting a candle in this clothing shop.
No, I can't remember how the conversation came up. I think we were looking at this ring jewellery cabinet and we were like, oh, that's cool. And then all of a sudden I was talking about the rings on my fingers and the girl goes, oh, dude, you want me to one-up that? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, so I was engaged, but about 8 months we called the engagement off, which was really sad, but now I can't get the ring off my finger.
No way.
Not even kidding. So I think it was on the right finger.
She's put on weight.
No, what happened was they actually moved it onto another finger. Another lady moved it onto another finger.
Right.
So it's not actually on the engagement ring finger.
Right.
It's on the other one. She
but
can't
she can't get
it
off.
Off
that one.
So whenever she sees him, she has to roll it around the other side to pretend it's not there.
When she sees who, the ex?
Yeah, because I think they still contact each other right. every now and then. She has to pretend.
She can't get it off. What about it. When she meets another guy and he proposes? He's going to go, will you marry? Oh, shit, someone's beat me to it. That's full on.
I know.
And I suppose you wouldn't want to cut it because it'd be worth a bit.
Mate, like, I get rings stuck on my finger all the time. Like. Right.
How did this come up? Were you girls just sitting there like
I
over
don't know what it was about us yesterday. We were becoming besties with everyone.
This is what I'm imagining. You and Morg sitting there, both single, pointing at the rings going, well, if I had a guy, I'd want him to get me that one. I'd want him to get me that one. You know what? My guy, and he'd probably screw it up. And then I can imagine the girl coming over going, oh, desperate girls, have I got a story for you?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
The Man Cave.
I feel like this is premature to be here on a Monday arvo.
That's why it's a dry man cave.
You know how Soda Monday, water, thank you very much.
You know how Monday, Tuesday we're like, well, we're never doing that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a very different man cave if it was a Wednesday onwards. But yeah, today, welcome to the dry man cave.
Good to be here.
This is the one place we go when I can have a chat about the wife and
miraculously.
She can't hear it for some reason.
Magical.
Doesn't broadcast on our radio at home. So over the weekend, sitting there trying to watch a bit of Netflix, right? And just, you know, watching my latest show I'm into.
What's that?
Vegas cops patrolling the strip. It's so
of
shit.
Of course it is. Are you watching Narcos season 3?
No, too much reading.
Too much. Oh, because of the subtitles. Seriously?
Yeah. It's a lot of reading, mate.
It's not.
It is.
You can understand basically by the body language anyway.
No, you look down to eat ice cream and look up. You've missed a whole scene. Like your eyes cannot leave the screen.
Don't eat ice cream while watching it.
Oh, well, that takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? Doesn't it? So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to watch my show. And then she goes, babe, can you pause it? And at that, she goes, we need to talk. At that point, you sit there going, okay, what have I done that you know about? What have I done wrong that you know about? Nothing.
Go like, into panic mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I knew I was in the clear. I knew there's no way she'd know what I did.
Jason.
She goes, I want you to do this online test.
I love online tests.
She found it on some website. I think it was Mamma Mia. And it was an empathy test.
Oh, good.
To find out how you score and how empathetic you are to other people. And
I'm like, I would really be interested to know how you would turn out on this.
I know. And that was the test I got you to sit before. I said to PJ, can you fill out this multiple choice question? I won't tell you what it's for. Do you have your score though?
Yes, right. I've got my score.
Okay. Now here's the thing, right? So I filled it out. They say, hey, here's a 2-minute quiz. Wasn't 2 minutes, I can tell you that.
It took
now.
Me like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it takes a while, man. It takes a while. And then I thought my score was all right. And she goes, oh, yeah. And then she goes quiet. And I'm like, babe, it's an online score. Do you want to know what I got?
What'd you get?
44 out of 80.
Oh.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know because I just beat you by 4 points. I got 48.
Really? And you're like the most empathetic person I know.
But I kind of panicked and I rushed through it a little bit. And I feel like because there's like a slightly disagree, strongly disagree, slightly agree,
and it's all,
strongly agree.
It's all things like, you know, when you're in a conversation, can you tell someone isn't feeling comfortable and wants to talk about something else?
What did you say?
Strongly disagree.
I was going through.
I'm just like, oh, and Lou's made me fill them out before. I remember the one she made me fill out, like, how compatible are you with your partner?
I used to always do that. It was with Aussie Romance.
We've been together for 10 years, yeah. And it might be like, oh, you're only 30% compatible. And I'd laugh and go back to watching TV, and then she'd be quiet. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she'd be like, I don't know if we're going to work. And I'm like, why? Because Girlfriend magazine said we're not going to work. We've been together for 10 years. 10 years.
So mean. It must be a girl thing.
Oh,
I love doing those tests.
Producer Alex, yes?
My girlfriend did one on the weekend to figure out whether she had a male brain or a female brain. Surprise, surprise, female brain.
No.
Yes, true story.
What was the test? Online shopping? I don't, you know what I mean? Come on. Your missus looks at horoscopes as well, doesn't she?
Let's get started on that.
What does she do with that?
Yeah, because your horoscopes...
Like, and if she finds one she doesn't like, she'll be like, nah, that one's dumb, I'll find another one.
Yeah, because, like, there are horoscopes that match each other. I used to always do that. Like, if I had a crush on a boy, I'd check that our horoscopes match.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Does your missus try and get you to do these online tests? Babe, look in the latest magazine. It's, you know, how long will we last together? It's just five simple questions. Can you fill them out?
You're being all like brash and bravado, but I bet at the time you actually love doing them and you're like, oh, what am I?
Not an empathy test.
I'm a panda bear.
I don't care what animal will I be reincarnated as. I'm sure I'm not alone. 0800 dial ZM. Please don't leave me alone in the man cave on this one. If your missus has tried to force you to do these online tests, give us a yell. I've just looked at Cosmo, right?
Yeah.
Cosmopolitan.com.
A hub of online tests.
Right, so you can go. They've got a whole test category on their website.
Yeah.
Are you ready for them?
Yeah.
Which Ryan Gosling movie character is your boyfriend?
You would love to do that.
These are unbelievable. Which BSB member is your one true love?
Nick Carter.
How good will he be in bed? So you fill out a multiple choice question.
Is that about potential lovers?
Yeah, about me. So you put, really?
Probably.
Was it true?
I can't remember, but there's so many clickbait quizzes that I've done. And they waste about 5 minutes of my life.
What song should you walk down the aisle to?
See, no. Okay, I won't put an online test to that.
This is unbelievable. Like, really? And they go on and on. And on and on. What kind of female lover are you? Test their IQ. How are you testing their IQ?
I don't know. How you'd respond in situations.
Are you in love or forcing it? I'll give you a hot tip, mate. If you need to do a quiz online to tell you, you're forcing it. God, Dan, welcome to the man cave. How are you doing?
Grand, mate. Can you crack us a cold one?
I can't. It's a dry man cave.
No, you can take him a soda.
Oh, sorry.
Here you go, Dan. Here's a soda.
Cheers, thank you.
I lost the sound effect.
Oh.
Thank you. There we go. Dan, what does she make you do?
All right, so I'm dating this girl. She's way out of my league, and she's really into the personality types, like extroverted, introverted. And she wanted me to do this strength finder test, which is like five strengths. I was like, sure, I go do it. She sends me the link. Cost me $28.
What?
I was like, what?
Sorry, what was the test?
A strength finder?
A strength finder test to tell me, like, what my five strengths are.
And what are they?
Oh, like, it's like positive and adaptable. And I was like, I couldn't give a shit, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it made her real happy. So.
But now on your CV, you can reel them off without even thinking about
bucks.
It.
You know what it is? It's probably some, like, chubby internet nerd sitting at home going, oh, another $25 been deposited into my account. I will just send back the same response I send to everyone else. Like, it'd just be a screenshot they send off.
Nathan, welcome to the man cave.
They don't respond when girls welcome them.
You can do it.
Hey, Nate, welcome to the man cave. How you going?
Not bad.
Yep, Yeti. Does your missus make you do these tests?
No. We went on a date with a girl. On the first date, she made me do a personality test. And then halfway through the date, she just walked out and never came back.
Shut up, because you didn't score well.
I think I scored well. I mean... Well, it's personality test. So she'd done hers, and she realised that we weren't matched. So she just left.
So did she do this at the table during the date?
So I had my iPad, and she did it as a joke. She was like, "Oh, you know, have a look at this," and then she's like, "Oh, you should do it." And then I was like, "Okay." And it took half an hour to do. And then she's like, "Okay, cool." And then she went to the toilet and never came back.
That is incredible.
That's something you'd do. You
no,
do that.
I know I would not.
And then just
do
on
that.
Your way out, as you're doing the runner, you go, oh, the waiter's hot. I'll just grab my iPad. Excuse me, do you mind filling these questions?
Jason PJ, the podcast. ZM's
Cash Snatch. Here we go. We've got money to go all day, every day on ZM. All you have to do is give us a call. Two people. up against each other on the phones. Sorry, actually.
Yeah.
Peach was listening in the meeting. You explain.
Okay, Jace. Well, funnily enough, you ask that because what we're going to do, we're going to have Natalie and Hayley. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. Good.
You guys are going to hear a number of amounts of cash go up and down and up and down. The first person to scream their name after the amount of cash they're happy with takes that cash home.
Awesome.
Okay. How was that?
You like to overcompensate. Like at the times that you do listen. All righty, here we go, Natalie, ready.
I just went into my game show host mode. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, I'm not. All right. Are we ready to go, ladies?
Yeah.
Now, can I say hold out?
Yes.
Because like this morning people were in there straight away. I think they got $130.
Good things take time.
Yeah, there was like $700 in the kitty. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Let's have a trustworthy
They're
game
like,
now.
Whatever, Jace. I'm just going to go straight away.
No, don't do it. There's good coin there. Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Name, scream it when you're happy with the amount.
$50. $75. $125. $220.
Hayley.
Oh! Hayley has gone in for $220.
I would have had out, but I really need a dress for my hen's night, so if I can guarantee $220, I'm all good.
Oh, mate, that's like fair three play. Strippers. That'll be four lap dancers. I don't know. I'm quoting rough prices. I don't know that. I'm not sure. What's that, Alex?
You just said she needed a dress, not four strippers.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you just need it for your hen's night. Sorry.
No. A dress, attire, not to take off the clothes.
Gotcha. I just heard.
I know what you mean, girl.
Hey, have an awesome night.
Oh, hang on. Before we palm you off, do you guys want to see how much was left?
Yes.
Yep.
This is the painful bit.
$280. $360. $375. $425.
That'll get you a dress and a lap dance.
$500.
Oh.
$550. $575.
Oh. I mean, she did pretty good.
Yeah, $220's not bad.
Pretty good.
Hey. Thank you. I'm really stoked with that. I'm a stay-at-home mum, so $220 is awesome.
Oh, good on you, Hayley.
Hey, good luck at the hen's night.
Thank you.
I know they say, you know, what happens at the hen's night stays at the hen's night, but, you know, give us a call. Let us know how it goes.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Producer Alex joining us in the studio this afternoon. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hey, good work. Friday night, I know you're in charge of DJ Sumi Rock. You got her on stage. You got her off stage. I remember Alex coming running up to me about an hour into the set going, you got to get up there. She said she's tired and her legs are going to give way.
I got Deviant Devo to take her back to her hotel.
Whoa, guys,
to transport
come on.
Her take away her from back, the bar.
Right. Take her back there to her hotel,
right?
Because she wanted to get something to eat. She wanted to come back.
Did she?
No. Yeah. Did she really, David?
And
what did she say?
So you didn't want the night to end. She wanted to come back and party.
Did she?
And this was like midnight.
Oh no! I think by that point. It was no place for an 82-year-old.
You know, he told her he didn't want to bring her back, so he didn't have to look after her. He said, oh, I'm going to bed. I'm just kidding.
And David!
So he ordered a peppermint tea at the hotel to make it look like he's winding down the night.
David, I didn't think you ever lied.
Because it was my responsibility to look after her, and I didn't want to spend all night looking after her.
Yours.
Because it was quite intense. There was security around the whole time.
I feel like I want to take her out now.
God, midnight? He's just warming up. That's like the Demian's midday. He wasn't going to bed then.
Yeah, I didn't get home till like 6.
Oh, David.
Mate, come on. It's time to grow up. Anyway, time for a cheeky round of yay or nay. We love this. We play it every Monday. This is where Alex comes in. He'll give us a topic. We've got 3 seconds to make a decision. Yay or nay, no fence sitting.
No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
When's, how's, or why's.
Mm-hmm.
First topic.
Yep.
Hankies.
3, 2, 1.
No. Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, I've always had hankies in my life. Like, mum, dad, my grandmother always had them. I mean, I personally don't buy them, but if I've got...
So, no.
Here's my thing.
Yeah, but I appreciate them, so yes.
But here's my thing. You ever watch a scene in a movie and there's
more
a girl...
More environmentally friendly, too.
A girl crying and a guy pulls a hanky out, which he's probably blown his nose on 20 minutes earlier, and you see they're going... Yeah.
I think there's something very comforting about a hanky, though.
I think there's something traditional. Something very filthy about it, too.
Yeah, but and hygiene aside, I love them.
Then you put that in the wash with your nice clothes...
Yeah.
And there's snot going around in your machine.
Yeah, but there's powder to clean it.
Terrible case. Next, yay or nay, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, hang on. Next, yay or nay, scale of 1 to 10, yeah?
On a saying on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, that's the question. That's
3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
So what do you want us to give you a scale?
Is it obviously you're both into it.
No ifs, no buts, no numbers.
I'm looking at him like, yay, 7? What are we, changing the rules of the game?
Yeah, yay. I think it's a very great way of conveying how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
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 Glad we settled.
That was confusing as hell. I'm like, is he in a mental mind break?
Next, yay or nay?
Right, yep.
Big breakfasts.
3, 2, 1.
Yay to the freaking yay.
Yay.
I love a sausage in the morning. Oh, guys.
Oh, why do you do
it? I do. My friends know it. We always go and get sausage. Why do you do it?
You know.
Like, I love vegan food.
You could have went with any other thing on the plate.
Yeah,
you
I know,
went,
but there's just
a hash brown.
Oh, you know what? I love those little tomatoes or button mushrooms. How good are they? But you're just like,
I like a roasted vine tomato as well.
Yeah, but your friends know you love the sausage. What's next? What's next? On a next scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love it?
The block.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. I didn't even watch any episodes.
Neither did I, but I heard they worked their ass off for a few months and got 1,000. And then my favourite bit, they finished the show up with going, register now to be on the next series of The Block. They got owned. Oh.
All right, next one. Having your phone in your back pocket.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. Nay. It always ends up in the toilet.
Oh, Luz does that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know this was a big issue.
Yeah, no, I don't know, and I just don't like it that close to my bum, the radiation. It freaks me out.
The radiation.
What? Oh, no, I've got a sticker on the back of my phone to protect me.
She's got a sticker on her phone that stops the radiation from leaving
her
phone. You know, if that actually worked, your phone wouldn't have reception.
Shh, 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 shh,
your bum should have a sticker on it to protect it from your phone.
From the sausages. Oh, no. There was a joke.
Too far, mate. Was all a bit of a...
We're all having a bit of bands.
No, we were. We moved on from that.
You took it there.
You ruined the game. We need a sticker from you.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Not angry. Just disappointed.
What have I done?
What do you think I'd be disappointed about?
I've been wrecking my brain for the last 20 minutes. Did I not invite you somewhere?
There was something that was done on the weekend.
I went to the beach.
I hate the beach, so I'm glad you didn't invite me to that.
I ate food with my friend.
So a week ago it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Don't worry, this isn't you.
Oh, thank God.
Isn't that the
I've
best
been stressing out in the corner.
Isn't it the best
I've
feeling?
Been like, oh God, did I text someone by accident? What did I accidentally like?
No, no, no. So over a week ago it was my birthday, right?
Yeah. And 40th. Big 4-0.
It wasn't my we ran into another friend on the weekend and she goes, hey, so you're 40. And I'm like, I'm not 40. And she goes, we just had a chat with our kids. Everyone was around. They were like, he doesn't look 40. I'm not 40.
That's the brilliance of it. People just didn't know.
I'm not.
Because it's like, oh, on the verge.
Are you done?
Yep.
All right.
Done.
So anyway, we were celebrating my 32nd birthday the other week and we're doing a cheeky BYO.
Yeah.
I'd say the dinner was quite tight. Like I only invited people who, you know, I really see outside of work a lot.
Yeah. Right?
One of those people was Jordan, who works here in promotions. Did you see what was on her Instagram on Saturday night?
She had a birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the invite.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you taking the mickey or not?
No.
I didn't get invited. A week after I had her at my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Not an invite. And they're at Teppanyaki too, which you know how.
Yeah, there were quite a few people that went along.
Yeah, all right, okay. God, you say it like it was a station event.
Like 15 to 20 people.
There was a. Are you guys taking the mickey now or not? They look like, were you invited?
Nah.
That's wrong though, isn't it? Like I think if you're invited to a birthday, then...
Yeah, but it's sort of like it becomes a generational thing after a while. Like it's...
What do you mean? Is that an age dig again?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, it was, but then I realised I went too far and I saw Alex's face and the producer's booth.
Like, don't you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I was a little bit gutted I wasn't invited. Like and I didn't even invite her to
a
party.
One week. I think if you get invited to a birthday.
At least keep it off social.
No. no, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, bloody invite me a week later. I think if you're invited, there should be like a 2 week, 3 week window.
Yeah.
Where if anyone coming to your birthday dinner is having an event within that 3 weeks.
You have to invite
that's
them.
That's what I reckon.
You know my favourite bit about that?
What?
Everyone out in the office that you didn't invite to your birthday now knows you had a birthday party and didn't invite them.
It was more of a dinner. And being a 40th, it was over by 7. So I'm sure they were glad they weren't there.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I want to talk about a fellow Aussie for a second who I think has been massively hard done by.
Okay.
Not just me. This guy has. He's a bloke living in the Northern Territory. I've never even been there. They breed him rough there, mate.
Darwin.
Yeah, just outside of Darwin he was. They say he's about 20 k's outside of Darwin.
Yeah.
Sat down on Saturday after a long day.
Yeah.
Just about to tuck into a beer. Someone comes running into the pub and says there's a bunch of tourists that are bogged in their four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Right, in a muddy swamp, the tide's coming in. So he's like,
got to be a hero.
Does he go and help? Does he be a hero?
Yeah.
He does. He gets in his truck. Mm-hmm. He drives to the location. He said in the article he spent about an hour setting up so that way his vehicle wouldn't get bogged. So imagine that'd be setting up like tow ropes to trees and all that sort of
right,
stuff.
Right, so he's put in a concerted effort.
This is not my area of expertise. I'd be the sort that'd be like, no worries, mate. I'll place a call, get a tow truck out there. Like when he said an hour setting up, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing for an hour? Have a little bit of food before you get in there. Or yeah. Like, but I think he's tying things to trees. And,
yeah, right.
You know
I'm
I mean.
So bad in those situations. I would not know what to do.
I'd get out and go, the car's going to sink. Let's let it go. And just move on with my life. So anyway, he's rocked up. He spent an hour setting up. Then he's hooked some tow ropes onto the tourist car.
Yeah.
He's down in waist-deep mud now.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's fully in there. He gets their vehicle out, hands over the keys. They get in, drive away.
Do they say thank you?
No thank you, nothing. He was headless, but here's the big thing. He's more headless that he wasn't given a beer. He goes, in a situation like that, in the Northern Territory or just in the outback or on a farm, if someone does a job like that, they buy you a beer.
That's such an Australian response.
But I think even on a farm here in New Zealand, if someone was bogged and you got them out.
They didn't even say thank you. That's awful.
And I wouldn't even say that's a beer. I would say that's a couple of boxes of beers.
Nah, that's a case of beer.
What, 24 beers for an hour's work like that?
Yeah.
See, it's like moving. Some people go, oh, yeah, I'd get my mate to help me and I'd give him a box of beers.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, but no, it's more than a box of beers.
No, it's not.
It
no,
is.
No, I've been in a situation where I'm like, hey, could I use your car because I don't have a tow bar?
Right.
And they're like, yes, sweet.
What were you towing?
Oh, like.
What were you towing?
Oh, like a couch, a bed, like when I was moving into my flat. Such a rigmarole.
Honestly, you drive with a trailer.
Oh, and then I got stuck. I got stuck on the road with the couch. Anyway, it was an absolute nightmare. But yeah, they were like, oh, just give me a case of beers. All good.
And yeah, so they're saying that.
That's fair currency.
No, no, no.
That is. Now, if that's what they want, then that's cool.
If you're moving house with someone all day, then they should buy a box of beers at the end of the day so you can all have a couple of beers.
Yeah, but he just gave me his car.
Hang on. But then you get a separate box to take home. See, I'd say
two cases.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, moving is like a communal case at the end of the day and then a take-home box.
Alex, producer Alex, what do you think?
Oh, here we go. He'd say nice water. Yep.
I had one of my old flatmates came around to my current flat and he's a water blaster and he water blasted the deck.
Oh, yeah. God,
I just had him around for beers at Arbor. He just like had free reign in my fridge.
I reckon just a bottle of beer even.
Hang on. No. He bought all the water blasting equipment?
Yeah, he just put his work van around. And, like, so it wasn't his equipment or anything, but, yeah, it did the work, took
did
him
an hour. Did you guys have a go? Was everyone out there having a go?
No, I watched him.
Did he initiate it and did you ask him?
No, he came around and was like, oh, his deck's bloody mouldy, mate. Yeah. Come around and fix that for
you. See, he chose to do it, so I think, you know what?
No, he should have got in his van and gone, oh, bugger me, there's a box of beer sitting on the passenger seat. What a thank you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We're talking beer currency this afternoon. Yeah, when someone does a job for you and you pay them with beers, a guy in the Northern Territory just saved a carload of tourists and their car. Mm. Didn't even get a thank you nor a beer.
That's outrageous.
He was like, wouldn't you just...
He almost put his life on the line for that.
Yep. And I'd say for that amount of work, that's a case.
Easy. Oh, at least.
Yeah. 0800 dials in M.
He was at a pub, eh?
Yeah.
Even dinner as well.
I know.
Shout him
countery.
Dinner. Yeah.
Good call.
Yep.
Here's, you know what? Nothing says thanks for saving my car like a schnitty. 0800 dials at M. You give us a call. Let us know what job someone's done for you.
Yeah.
And we'll try and guess how many beers you paid them with. Beer currency, mate. Beer currency.
Check out the going rate. Josh, welcome. Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. What was the job someone did for you?
Well, we did a job for our friend. We re-roofed his garage, his whole garage.
Okay, that's a lot of work.
Okay, before we guess how much, so he asked you to do it or you offered?
He asked us, and being good mates, we thought we'd give him a hand.
Right, and you don't do that sort of job for a living? You just got up there and gave it a crack?
No, there's someone who's done anything like that. One of our friends is a builder, so he taught me, but we were just newbies.
Josh, how many hours did it set you back?
We started about 7:30 on a Sunday and we finished at about 4 o'clock on a Sunday. So pretty much
full day's work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And how many blokes?
There was about 5 of us.
Oh.
Right. I would say, because it gets quite costly then.
Yeah.
I would say box of beers per guy.
Really?
Yeah, box of beers. That's 12 beers.
Okay.
How tight ass are you?
Keep going.
God, what are you going to, everyone take it? If you re-roof PJ's house, you get to take a sip and pass the bottle along. Unbelievable. I'd say a box of beers and he shouts some at the end of the day.
That's 100% correct. Plus he put on fish and chips for lunch.
Oh, I was going to say vouchers, but fish and chips, sweet, yeah. Close.
See, that's good. There you go.
Yeah, we got a good deal there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wow, that's better than what I was thinking. Of two boxes of beers between
you. Fight it out, guys.
What a stingy
I've been in the garage under my new roof.
Philip, welcome to the show. What was the job you did?
I loaned my next-door neighbour my tractor for half a day so he could shift some hay around.
Right. You offered or he asked?
He asked because he didn't have a tractor and I did.
Right. So he asked. Okay.
But you're not technically doing any work. You've just loaned him your vehicle.
No. Did he return it like full of fuel?
No. He just took it and then brought it back.
See, here's the thing. He's asked to borrow it. So
hang on. This is family, isn't it? It's his son?
No, it's not family, is it?
No, just my next door neighbour.
Oh, yeah, next door neighbour. Okay.
Yeah. Look at you trying to get out of it. Oh, it's family.
Yeah, I was going to say free. Yeah.
I'd say box of beers. Again, one box of beers is enough. Oh, a six pack. Six pack's all right. You're just borrowing the tractor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd
even walk it over and go, here's a beer each, and I bought over a sixie.
Yeah. 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 I think six pack is sufficient.
No, that was a box of beers.
Oh, a full box.
That's pretty generous. That's not bad. Even, you know what, tuck some fuel money in there as well.
Alicia, welcome.
Hi.
Hello. What was the job?
I once handed in a wallet to a guy that lost it and it had $700 in it.
Oh.
Oh, that's a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
$700. Oh, I reckon she gets to keep $50.
I would definitely give
$50 cash.
I'd give her $50 to $100.
Yep.
And
a bottle of wine.
Yeah, this is discriminating, but I'd get you a bottle of red.
Or a box of beers.
Yeah. Are we right?
No, he actually yelled at me and said he didn't know if I'd stolen any and then stormed off.
Oh, dude.
My kids were, and I was trying to teach my kids a life lesson and we were all standing there like, what?
And I suppose you don't want to turn around to the kids and go, that was so rude, he should have bought mum wine.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Well, they first met on the first season of The Bachelor NZ, and now it is official. Art Green and Matilda Rice are engaged. There were rumours about this last week, and over the weekend, Matilda announced the engagement over Insta, saying, I got to pat a giant trevally named Gina, and also we got engaged. Pinching myself that I get to wake up to that face every day for the rest of my life. I love you, Art Green.
Congratulations to them.
Like, really beautiful photos coming out.
And really nice guys.
They seem like the most genuine couple.
A lot of posts over the weekend.
Oh, look, you made... Because, look, there were rumours that came out last week and Jace actually made a prediction as to how we thought it was going to go down.
Have they done a post plugging Michael Hill Jeweller?
No.
It'll be a magazine deal.
Guests at the resort where they stayed have come forward claiming they actually witnessed the proposal.
God, you imagine the hashtags on that wedding invite to pay for stuff.
Jason,
they know. God, I called it, didn't I? I'm looking at their Facebook page at the moment. They credit Rail Tonga. They also credit the photography company, Libby's Fine Jewelry. Oh, God, read about it in Women's Day. So for that, here's my question, right? Would Art have gone to Women's Day and gone, hey, I'm going to propose. How much will you give me? Where do you want to hide your photography?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, right.
Or do they? No, they don't agree. They don't agree it beforehand.
Yeah, they would.
No.
They wouldn't get engaged and then he rings and goes, hey, hypothetically speaking, if I was to tell you I got engaged, how much would I get? Yeah.
Wouldn't he get in touch with the magazine company
he'd
beforehand?
Do it all.
Yeah, right.
So he'd propose, she'd say yes, and he'd go, thanks, babe. Now look, smile. That's a Women's Day photographer. We just need to get a cheeky little snap.
Don't, like, to be fair, if you can do it, you know.
Oh, mate, you'd be working into your wedding speech if you could get someone to pay for the meals. Hope everyone enjoys the meal tonight. Hashtag burger burger.
Thanks to Bin's Catering.
Yep, thanks very much for coming.
That is used by all thanks to Pleasure Diamond, musical about desire, greed, and the power of love. Tickets are available at ticketick.co.nz.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.